Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I mean, that was fast. Don't look yet. We got a little slideshow behind us. And we're going to talk about all that here in a little bit. And we're going to speak a little fast, probably because it sounds like we're at 3x speed, but we're not really speed. We're just trying to get it on a little quick.
Got a little quick one to do here.
Anyway, welcome to the Doodoo and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I'm Mike Christofoli Foo.
The Doodoo and Foo Show. So here is the deal. Right? We knew winter would get tough. With the podcast, we want to make sure we get a podcast in. Here we are. We're a little up against time. I actually have the time right here, Mike, on the soccer match, how much left. So
okay.
But it's still going to take a minute to get here, and I'll explain all that to you guys in a second.
Yeah.
But here we are, the Doodoo and Foo Show, show number 30. So before we get to the logo,
we
got a big one.
We talk about number 30s. Right, first one that comes to my mind, because me being a Syracuse fan, is Billy Owens.
The Orange.
Is the Orange.
Billy Owens. Right?
Yeah.
30.
And we bring this guy up a few times for the Knicks, Bernard King.
Bernard King. Man. Right. Remember
Paul. Paul, like, yeah.
Put him in his Mount Rushmore.
Hey, man, if he never blew that knee out, buddy. About a local guy here, Icky Woods. Remember the Icky Shuffle?
Icky Shuffle, Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah. Icky Woods, yeah.
And this one, because I watch that New York sports show every night, and I see the highlights, Breanna Stewart.
Ah, right? Wow. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah.
Jeez, I can't tell you how many WNBA numbers I know. I don't know a lot. I don't know. I think that's probably the next evolution of fan base is knowing numbers, right?
Knowing numbers, Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
Oh, Steph Curry, yeah. Speaking of current, of course, but
right.
And he's good. I mean, he's good enough to mention, right?
So is he the number 30? I know you're a Billy Owens guy, but is he it? Is he the goat of number 30?
You know what about? I mean, him or Bernard King? I get it. I know he didn't win championships, Bernard King, but man, he was so good, Bernard King.
But
Paulie's right.
Curry,
if he doesn't blow that knee,
in a way, and he's done it so consistently and such a professional. And you know, the more he plays, forget about it. If they win one more random, I mean, he's gonna be close to that Mount Rushmore.
And you're right; he's the go-to number 30s in the NBA.
I think so. You know, Stewie's got some WNBA. Stewie's got some work to do to be the GOAT. She's one of the top players of all time for sure. That game's what, Sunday?
It's tomorrow. She got to win tomorrow, and that puts her right up there.
Game 5 WNBA championship.
It's great.
And you see they're going to 7 games next year? They've moved it.
Oh, are they good?
Yeah, they announced.
I was wondering when they were going to do that.
Next year they're going to go to 7.
I didn't know that. Good.
So they had the Valkyries up north Sacramento or the Golden State area?
Golden State area, Bay area. Yes.
So
yeah.
They had that. They hired the Aces assistant coach as their head coach. So
good for them.
Some cool stuff. Yeah, so look at that. Academic achievement.
Yeah, that's
academic success. CSN, 3.59 team GPA for the spring last year.
That's awesome.
And there's some of our girls, KB, Aaliyah, Paige, right, and Jordan.
That's awesome, man.
Had interactions with 3 of the 4 yesterday.
Good.
Some of the on-court success.
Yes.
So here's the deal. Short show today.
Yeah, that's fine.
You just came from work. I am currently working. We just got back from Salt Lake from the a three-day trip to Utah, up a little north, up in the Salt Lake area. We went up early in the day on Thursday and scrimmaged Utah Tech.
Yeah.
And then right after that, we continued on to Salt Lake. And then the next day, yesterday, we did the Jamboree, a 4-game Jamboree. First look, CSN, brand new year, brand new players. Obviously, we have the returners as well, but this was it, man. You know, we've been working hard all summer and preseason, and the first month of October working out and training and practicing, and finally get to play against somebody other than ourselves, which is, you know, as a coach, as a player for sure, but, you know, kind of want to start seeing us instead of this team versus that team. I want to see us play somebody else.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
It was good.
Good test, good experience.
Utah Tech, you know, they're a 4-year Division I program. For those of you who maybe don't know, they used to be.
Where Aaliyah right
where
there.
Where Aaliyah goes, yeah. Yeah, where are we? Who?
Number
boom.
21. Second,
let's go. Right there, Utah Tech. There's
where she's
the
at now?
She's up there now, had a concussion, so couldn't play. She was devastated. But super excited, everybody to get to see her, her to see us. We got to hang out a very little bit because she still does all the stuff with the team.
Sure, sure.
So it was really cool to see her. She said it was very difficult for her sitting on the Utah Tech bench to not cheer every time we scored.
Yeah.
And she's like, it was so weird to see you coach and you're coaching against the people I'm with now. So she's like, it was kind of tough. And, you know, but end of the first quarter, we were down 2 buckets. So we played our both teams actually, honestly. It was kind of a gross first quarter. I think if you asked Coach JD Gustin as well, who wasn't the best first quarter. And then the next 2 quarters, we lost by 4 buckets. So, you know, right there, we did some good things.
Yeah.
And then the fourth quarter, we lost by 9. So, whatever. They didn't beat us by more than double digits in any quarters.
Yeah.
It's kind of where we should be, maybe a little bit better than I'd expect to be. I know that he had them on the line running some 17s after we left. And I talked to the associate head coach, whose name is Yaz, and she was like, I'm just so impressed with you, how much energy and how well you play together. And that's a JUCO.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these kids just met each other 60 days ago, you know, 60, 70 days ago.
Yeah.
So I shared that with the girls, and they carried it on to the next day, just the energy.
That's good.
You know, you've heard me say it probably as much as anybody is the basketball part's easy.
Yeah.
The basketball part's going to happen. They can all play.
Yeah.
We got to figure out what we do well, but you know, I'm sure the same is true, whether it's rec basketball or softball or whatever you've been in, the importance of that teamwork.
Oh yeah. Teamwork, the camaraderie. Yeah. And I think you girls got close quick.
Yeah.
You know, right after they met each other. And, you know, a few weeks ago when I came in, half the team was out there by the door talking about the practice.
Yes.
You know, and that's the camaraderie of it.
Yeah.
And they got in close quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think some of that comes from the folklore of the previous year. Everybody hears and sees, you know, Brooklyn's social media posts and the TikToks and the Instagram. They see the posts of how close everybody is. And it just happens fast here. It's culture. I don't want to coach any other way. I'm not saying I can always avoid drama, but it's really good when it clicks early in the season.
Oh, that's huge. No doubt.
Because they're rooting for each other like crazy.
Yeah, see.
I mean, our bench is so loud. Yeah. And I told them that, you know, I said, the only way when we scrimmage Utah Tech, I said, the only way we can lose today is if you're uncoachable to me or you have a poor attitude playing and don't, you know, no effort.
Yeah.
That's how we lose.
Right.
Scoreboard, we can't lose
right.
because it's apples and oranges a little bit.
Yeah.
And we're here to learn and get better. And I think they took that and just went with it because the energy was really high.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was
good.
It was fun. And then we went, the next day go to Salt Lake. We play Utah State Eastern first.
Yeah.
I mean, that's heck of a matchup.
Yeah.
You know, we split with them last year, and the last 2 years we split with them. They won there at Price, Utah. We won here. Extremely well-coached team, really solid players, always a formidable opponent. They made it to the championship game in the Scenic West last year.
Yeah.
And we got a 4-point win.
Yeah.
I was very happy.
Oh, absolutely. Should be. No
doubt.
That was
a big one.
Yeah.
That was a big one. We played I actually kind of started, I don't want to say the second group because I don't do starters and, you know, but I guess what you would say is the second group. I started them because I want to get that in their heads early that it doesn't matter who starts. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You got to be ready when game time comes. When I say who's starting, you got to be, all of you have to be ready.
Yeah.
And we just don't have 5. It's just, and it's funny. It's something Coach Tracy and I kind of you know, his a lot of coaches. Sure. I need my five. I need my five. I need my five. I need my five.
Yeah.
What happens is somebody jams a finger in warm up. That five is now not that five.
Right. Exactly.
So I've just always thought that way, and you always keep the other team on their toes a little bit.
Yeah.
Not knowing who
you got to be ready at all times.
Yeah. Yeah. So we played well there. Then we played CNCC, Colorado Northwestern, who did not have a team last year.
Yeah, I remember
because
that.
Because their coach came in late and they just didn't have enough to field a team. So he had a whole year and a half to recruit.
Yeah.
And he did a heck of a job. Coach Carter. Him and I talk a lot. I like to check in on him. And he went out, got about seven girls from Texas to come up to Colorado. And his team's going to compete this year in the Scenic West.
Okay, good.
So they kind of punched us in the mouth a little bit early. Mm. We stayed the course and warmed down. Again, our defense, our three-quarter court, the Villanova 1-2-2 press that we do, it's scary good.
Huh? Okay.
I mean, we're just the length, you know.
Gosh, yeah, the length, CC yeah. And, oh, Trista, Faith, yeah, Trista's got length,
Adrian,
yeah.
Adrian and Kayla running the backcourt.
Wait till Mitch comes back, too. Yeah.
Mitch will be back hopefully sooner than later.
Yeah.
It looked like there was 25 of us out there. So that was pretty cool. We ended up, I think, winning by 10 against them. And then we played North Idaho. Remember last year we beat them here by 3.
Mm-hmm.
Layla hit that half-court shot. Didn't hurt any.
No,
that was the 3 points we needed.
Yeah.
Took care of them up at their place, although we were losing by quite a bit. We turned on the Jets and took off on them up in Coeur d'Alene. Again, much improved. Coach Nate, another good coach. They're going to be a problem in the Scenic West.
Okay.
I don't know what level CNCC and North Idaho are going to be at, but they're gonna beat somebody that they probably – people say they shouldn't, kind of like we did in the Scenic West, right?
Yeah.
They gave us trouble. Had a lead for a lot of the game, and then we just had big play after big play. I want to say it was the last – I told them last minute and a half of the third quarter, it was like a 14-2 run. We just cranked up the defense, finished everything, couple three-pointers, three-point play. It was just a minute and a half. That was the game. It was that minute and a half because they were beating us most of the rest of the game.
Okay.
And then snow was a tough one. It was the last one of the day.
Yeah, they're always tough.
We were wiped out. It was only their second game of the day. And it's not an excuse, but, you know, our girls were pretty beat up. That would have been our fifth game in 26 hours.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough for anybody.
A lot of basketball. So I talked to Coach Zhu, who's a great coach over there. Everybody's a great coach. Coach Zhu's a great coach over there at Snow. And I said, what do you want to see? And she said, we'd love to see some zone. So I just threw out a 2-3 zone and kind of got everybody some minutes. And they beat us up pretty good. But what I told my kids is, you know, we're shutting some kids down. We're not worried about the outcome. I want to work on still being energetic when you're down.
Yeah.
Like, can you still find a way to reason to cheer on your teammates? So
sure.
Still some good stuff. Selena had a pretty good game that game. Cielli played great
good.
This weekend.
That's awesome.
Aggressive.
Yeah, there we go.
Pound,
bang,
dribble,
yeah.
Up strong. She
good,
played it.
Good.
I was like, Cielli, where has this been in practice? She said, Coach, I'm a game.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And she says she didn't say that, but
yeah,
she's whatever she said, it was along
good,
those lines.
Very so, good.
So yeah, it was a good couple days. Drove back this morning, caught the end of the volleyball match here at CSN, ran out to the field, helped set up. Thank you, Jake and Coach Mack, and everybody else helped set up soccer. Soccer's out there right now. That's probably the end of the game. Playing number five, Arizona Western. Nationally ranked number five.
Yeah.
Arizona Western. So.
And that score was 2-2.
It was tied up. I'm going to see if I can pull it up here. Usually this phone is up there on that tripod filming for Instagram, but today since it's a... So, yeah, it's going to be an odd winter. Coyote Sports Network. Here we go. Oh, 3-3.
Oh, wow. They got some late goals.
So 3-3. Let's see. There's going to be a commercial play. So we got to figure it out, right? Like you and I said, I was going to bring the gear to Salt Lake and have you call in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Next couple weeks, I think we'll be good. We'll just be on a random day. But give us some what are we going to have today? Give us some give us a little bit on baseball, because I know your team had a big win last night.
Big win. Game six is tomorrow against the Dodgers. They're up 3-2. In fact, is that game
in L.A.?
It's in L.A. And game five, Yankees and Guardians, is today going on. Yankees lead that series 3-1. Let me see if I can catch the score on that real quick. That game had just started when I left. And what do we got here? We got 1-0 Guardians in the fifth in that game. So they got to win to stay alive. They're down three games to one. 3-1, right. Yeah. And that's what's going on in the baseball.
So, big win by the Mets.
Oh, yes. They got to win two more. Yeah.
It's
they're in the same position the Guardians are.
Guardians. If Guardians hold on today, it'll be 3-2 both ways.
Right.
And, you know, being down, both teams being down 3-1, that's tough to come back from.
It is. Yep.
And then, let's see, what else we got? We talked about the WNBA. Bronny had 17 points last night.
Did he? I missed that. Okay, I did miss that last night, yeah.
Take it as you will. I don't know why he had 17
points. We'll see. You know, it's
preseason game, but still.
It's got to be a confidence booster anyways, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I wasn't able to see much because my DirecTV went out.
Oh, no!
Yeah, so I was on the iPad and my phone watching the Met game, and not as easy to flip through channels on that as it is with the TV, but...
Yeah.
But it's got to be a confidence builder for him.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, NBA is. What do they start Monday? Something.
Is that what it is? Monday? Yeah. What's the close? Date on that? Yeah, it's coming close.
I think the Celtics and it's not Celtics. Dallas.
I gotta look at the regular season. Yeah.
So man, it's that time of year. It's funny. Julie put a post on social media. I called her. I was on the bench, right? So it's scrimmage. So there's less rules. I'm like, oh, I haven't called Julia this morning on the road. You know, she's an hour behind. We're an hour and a half in Utah.
Yeah.
So I call her up. I'm like, hey, love you. Just want to say hi. Getting ready to start the game.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little hectic. Course, blah, 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 blah. 24-second phone call, right? So she posts it on, takes a screenshot of that 24-second call log and posts it on Facebook and said, you know, basketball season's here.
Yeah.
It's the life of a coach's wife. She's like, I'm so thankful that he called and said, love you right away. She's like, we've figured out a way to make it work.
Yeah.
And of course, as a head coach, man, if you don't have a spouse like Julie that supports you, you got to find a new career.
Yeah.
So, she's home cooking right now.
Good.
She's cooking pumpkin bread.
Yes.
And penne alla vodka.
There you go. You deserve that. There you go. Well, we both deserve it.
Cause her whole thing is
that
when I go on the road, she tries to cook something she's never done before.
Right.
So she just called me, almost a goal there.
See, okay.
Big stop by Arizona Western. It's tough because I don't know how much time's left on here. 15 or 20 minutes.
And will Brooklyn and Trent be there for dinner?
Trent might be. Brooklyn, probably not. Brooklyn had a long day being my co-pilot driving back from Salt Lake. So she's got her stuff and she's got to work in the morning. But I didn't plan on getting home till about 10 o'clock because I still got to return the 15-passenger van and life of a JUCO coach.
Yeah.
I got to do the laundry in the morning.
Tonight.
I got to do all the laundry. So it is what it is. But we don't travel again until November 7th. We go down and play the 7th, 8th, and 9th against some non-league teams.
Yeah.
First game up, man, is a tough one. Coach Tasha, Scottsdale Community College, man, they're going to be a handful. They got some dynamic guards, a couple nice bigs. Okay. I think we can play with anybody this year.
Yeah, yeah.
But that first game is not going to be a cakewalk. So we're going to go. We're going into the Lions' Den down in Phoenix right off the bat. So it's a good challenge for us. Yeah. We didn't have that challenge early last year.
That's what I was going to say. Good early season challenge for test. Sure. Yeah,
and you got to have those. You know, yeah. It's, you know, you only control your, like I talked about last year with Phoenix College, is, you know, we won comfortably down there. We played them, right? We played them twice. And it was only 2 years ago or a year ago that they beat us by four. So, you know, schools like that, non-conference, Division One, Division Two, doesn't matter. Every year at JUCO could be different. Yeah. So, you know, we're getting ready to go down there and play South Mountain and play Chandler Gilbert and play Scottsdale, like I mentioned. And these teams are no joke, man. Yeah, you know, any 1 year they could turn it all around, yeah, and be formidable. So I'm excited, man. It's a great time of year. So Julie's cooking. I just got done driving. I'm exhausted. I got tomorrow off.
That's good. Yeah, day off.
We got some CSN stuff kicking in the back.
Yeah.
And you know what? Most importantly, we found a way to have a podcast.
We got it in. We'll figure it out as we go. And like you said, it's basketball season, and we understand that.
Yeah.
But we got it in, whether it's 20 minutes, half hour, 40 minutes, an hour. We'll figure it
our
out.
Our rules. We create the rules on this one.
Yeah, do one today, do one tomorrow. Can't do it tomorrow, but I'm just saying, if we wanted to do one today and tomorrow, we could do it.
It's all good. it's fun. You know, van rides, you can imagine, at the JUCO levels, hilarious. Yeah. So on the way back, we had Adrian and CLE and a couple of the other girls, Alana and Bonk, Bianca. I was telling them, we need to get a playlist together because you can't just grab the aux cord at a home game and play what you want to warm up, right?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, we have a sports information director. We got to run it by them and make sure that it's clean and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we go song by song by song for about 4 hours.
Yeah.
I put on a song and look in the rearview mirror, and they start bobbing their head and singing the words, and then I'll listen to them, like, make sure they're good. So, fun road trips. We went to a place called Wingers last night for dinner, and then a couple kids wanted to run to In-N-Out, and then a couple kids wanted to go to Handel's Ice Cream.
They have a couple. They have a couple of those out here. It's very good. Yeah. Where you sit outside and
Yep. So they went to Handel's. It was fun. It was a good time.
Now, Wingers, is that self-explanatory? It's a wing place?
It's wing, mostly wing, but they have burgers. I actually got a fish sandwich.
Oh, wow.
Of all things in the middle of Utah.
Okay.
Right? I know. A lot of wings. Girls said they were good. We went there last year as well. Salt Lake's got a lot to offer, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
restaurants. Yeah. It was chilly. Got down to 37 degrees.
Yeah, it's up north. It's going to be chillier up there. Yeah, of course.
Snow all over the place.
Yeah, yep.
Did you see that BYU game last night?
That I did not.
Oklahoma State?
No, I did not.
Oh, BYU wins at the Horn with basically a Hail Mary pass.
No, really? All right.
At BYU, I mean, right down the street from where we were staying.
Wow, nice. Okay.
And as a matter of fact, Layla fought. Oh, I think that's the game. Tie. Oh, I thought that was cheering.
It's music. Somebody's car's going. Yeah,
okay. Looks like a tie. Yeah,
that's big.
That's huge. Tied the number five team in the country.
That's huge,
big for playoffs. That's guarantees us a spot. A lot of good things there. Wow.
Yeah.
Layla fought. Of snow.
Yeah,
a lot of snow.
Yeah, he was saying Layla fought.
Oh, Layla came and visited.
Oh,
she lives
nice.
Up there.
Good. Yeah,
so she sat on the bench and the whole nine yards. Man.
Very nice.
Yeah, she
good,
had
cool.
a good time.
Cool.
All right, I'm gonna give it a little pause here and take this call. You got to keep me going.
Oh. Hey, Jake. Oh, wow.
Well, if you could just point in this direction, because they were here for
that. Yeah, we'll probably have some weeks like this. He's during the basketball season. We got to figure out a day that we can both do this. Like I said, I came after work.
Yep, that's where I'm at. Right?
Couldn't do it tomorrow. Yep. And then during the week was going to be a little bit tough early week. So we're going to have some weeks like this probably during the season. But we're going to make it happen, though. We'll talk about something. You know, we're always going to talk about CSN Sports. But yeah, we'll be all right.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
We'll be all right.
Good times.
We'll
keep... glad we got one in.
Yeah, I don't know how many minutes this one is, but it doesn't matter.
We're 125.
And we were going to talk about this anyways. We were going to talk about the trip anyways. So
yeah.
That was the main thing for today or for this podcast. But yeah.
Yeah.
So we got it.
It's all good, man. We're It's going to be not a bumpy road. It's going to be a fun road. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I actually had all this equipment packed up and I was going to bring it with me. And last night I could have carved out an hour and just sat in the lobby and set up the tripod and had you call in and video and maybe even had one of the players or Brooklyn or somebody on. Like that would have been fun.
Yeah.
So I know I'm going to do that.
We're
going
to get something like that. I was going to say that.
Just
to
figure it out. But, Yeah, this is good. So, yeah, the Arizona, that game just ended. Our women's soccer match is about to happen tonight. It's sophomore night, so it's the last home match. And Arizona Western is heading this way, so I got to get downstairs and get ready to greet them. But, hey, we got a show in.
We got one in and talked about mainly what we wanted to talk about, for sure.
Yeah. A little recap.
A little recap.
Before we go, though, how was Mom's birthday?
Mom's birthday was good. Thank you. It was very good.
What'd you guys do?
We did go to Shucks.
Oh, nice.
You know, she likes that. And we went there. It was nice. And it all worked out.
Thank you.
Yeah, she loved it. And she loved the podcast. You said happy birthday. You said happy birthday to me, she says. But, so that was good. Very good. Thank you.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, abbreviated show. I know you want more. And we're going to get the logo back up. But look at that. 3.59 GPA is something special for a team. And you know what? We're going to have a good shot at beating that again this year because these girls are locked in and dialed in. So, So, yeah, we'll be back next week. We should have a full show. We'll figure out what day it's going to be, and we'll have a lot of fun, get some more challenges up and some more blind rankings and do all the stuff.
You know, real quick, go back to the girls.
Yep.
So when they hear us say their names, Paige.
Paige, yep.
Jordan.
Aaliyah.
And KB.
KB!
Yeah.
How about that?
When you hear us say those names, you can put a face to the name now.
Well, I'll tell you, Paige sent me a video of her hitting a three yesterday.
Ah, there we go. Good, there we go. Yeah, very good.
She was very excited about that.
Yeah. All right. That's awesome. Very good. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
Yes.
See ya.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.